for 10 minutes with C2 Family. Stay tuned for intentional tools and tips that'll impact your family today.
Hey families, it's Bill and Danielle with 10 Minutes with C2 Family. We're asking a question this morning that is a tough question for all of us to answer. And the question is, whose job is it to train up our children? I think we would all immediately answer that question and say, well, it's the parents' job. And we would totally agree with you. But what's really interesting is that we've had so many conversations with youth pastors and teachers and other professionals that work with youth and feel like that so many parents are dropping their kids off and saying, hey, we really don't know what to do with our kids. So would you train them and would you fix them? And, you know, and they would have conversations and say, here's what's going on my kid and we don't know what to do. So can you do something and you know, help our kids? And it really just shows us, Danielle, that so many families and so many parents just really don't know what to do in this environment.
In fact, we were at a coaches summit a couple of years ago, and they are actually training coaches in child psychology and in a lot of parenting skills because kids are showing up in the coach's office less concerned about the last game and how they could improve, but more concerned about brokenness in their home or struggles that they're facing as a teenager or younger, and asking for help for really important life issues.
And coaches are saying, you know what, we're really not trained for this. We're really not adequately prepared for this. So we're here, C2 Family. This is what we do. This is why we're here, is to encourage you parents that there are resources, there are things that you can do to better parent and train yourself up to be better parents so you can train up your children in the way that they should go. So we're going to use this great wisdom out of Proverbs 22:6 that tells us specifically what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to do it.
I like the Amplified version best because it reads, "Train up a child in the way he should go and in keeping with his individual gift or bent, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." So what is old, Bill?
Well, it doesn't really have anything to do with age. It has a lot more to do with spiritual maturity.
Well, that's good news.
Yes, that's really good news. So we all have opportunity here. But what we need to really think about is what is the goal? What are we trying to train up a child to? So what is the end of this process look like? Well, it's really about spiritual maturity. So I like to look at it this way, Danielle, is that, you know, when our children get to a level of spiritual maturity, they won't depart from it because they are, they don't just know about God. They've experienced God in such a way that nobody's going to tell them that God doesn't exist, because they've experienced him in such a way, they know him in such a way personally, that their God is a real God in their life, and it's not just a something that their mom and dad taught them. So it's really important to help your children through experience, through taking them out into the world, and to let them experience God in such a real way that our Jesus becomes their Jesus, their personal Savior, their relationship with the Lord. And so raising our kids up and training our kids up in the way that they should go really brings that personal relationship to our kids. And so nobody, especially for, as we've talked about, you know, when our kids go to college, nobody's going to tell them, their professors aren't going to tell them that God's not real.
So what you're saying is, don't use the adage, do as I say, not as I do. That training our children is more about showing them and having them be beside us, experiencing God in a real way in our life as a family.
Yeah, that's a great point, because discipleship is really more about showing them the way and letting them observe and be a part of, in your family, the things that you do to experience God. So it's, you know, simple as, you know, your quiet times in the morning. Do your kids see you out in the morning starting your day with the Lord? They see how you pray and when you pray, how you deal with problems and how you deal in your marriage and those things. Do they see the Lord working in your life and in your family?
That reminds me of a story when Noah was about 3 years old. I was not having a great day, and obviously I was showing my frustration, and he looked up at me and he said, "Mommy, did you get Jesus today?" bam, I knew that not only was he able to recognize my time with Jesus, but he was also able to recognize the time when I didn't give it to Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely. They are so wise, and they know when we're in the Spirit and walking with the Spirit. So it's really, really good. So training up a child is really our responsibility to live out and disciple, and really the fruits of the Spirit to be displayed in our home, in our relationships. And so when they see those things, they know that this is not of the world, but this is of God. And so they see the end result as we train them up, and they just come alongside us. So it's really, really important for us as parents to take that responsibility and say, you know what, we're going to do this. And so we're going to get into agreement as a husband and a wife. And if you're a single mom or single dad, then you get into agreement with the Father. You go right to the Father and say, Lord, here's what I'm trying to do. Here's what I want to do, is to train up my children to have this personal relationship with you, to know you deeply and intimately, all going back to the Colossians 2:2-10. And then, Lord, I need your help in order to do that, because as parents, we can't do this on our own. But when we do it with the Lord, it's so much better, so much easier, because he really gives us everything that we need to do a great job at parenting.
I hear you say often, Bill, that it's not about perfect parents raising perfect kids, but it's about intentional parents raising intentional kids. So we don't have to always get it right, but we do need to be intentional.
We need to be intentional. That's a choice. And we encourage families to make that choice. And the first part of that decision in becoming intentional is to say, we call small circles, that in the smallest of circles, as you start growing in your decisions together in agreement, the smallest of circles should be that the enemy has no place in our home. And we're going to be in agreement on that right there. And so we become intentional when we make that statement in our home, when we can look at each other as a husband and a wife and say, the enemy has no place in our home. And so from there, we can start getting into agreement on other things as well. But yes, that's the point of C2 Family, is to help families to understand that these resources are for you to become intentional and to be trained up yourself, so we can stop this unparented generational thing that's happened in our culture and into so many families. And we can break that off, and we can train up our children the way they're supposed to go.
Well said.
So train up a child in the way that he or she should go is really our responsibility, because, again, God put those kids into our hands and into our home. And as a stewardship principle, we want to train them up. And the greatest part of this verse and the greatest part of this story, really for us all parents, is that, you know, we get to give our kids a multiple of gifts through this process. As we're training them up, we're giving them a series of gifts over time, and they get to get the gifts, but we get to receive the joy. It's truly a joy as parents to watch them come fully alive, to watch them walk into destiny, to watch them walk into and live in the gifts that they have. It's really, really special, and we're joyful when we watch our kids doing that.
And it's not just about finding things that bless them in a material way. One of the things that we've seen in each of our children is giving them a gift of enjoying a great day, or giving them the gift of learning how to work hard. Those are all things that we can train up in our children, and it will help them to receive the destiny that God has for them. A great resource, families, to help you begin to become intentional is our book, The Power of Family Vision. Choosing to be intentional will change your family and the generations to come. We want to encourage you to become intentional and to learn how to train up your children in the way they should go, and what that really means when you apply it to your parenting. So you can order the book at c2family.com. And as always, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at C2 Family News, and like our Facebook fan page at C2 Family. We'd love to hear from you. See to it and be blessed.